you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, March 21st, 2016. T-minus 17 days till the big event. Yes, I know you might be getting tired of hearing all this, but we want everyone to come out because it's going to be a celebratory evening to share what God has done, is doing, and we believe will do in the days ahead as we remain faithful through this radio ministry to his glory. And so if you've been tuned in for any period of time, especially the last probably month, you've heard a lot of different sponsors or people that have given gifts into our 500 gift boxes, them inviting you to come out to our event. We've been talking about it on the morning program. In fact, last week we had two different sponsors, and it was fun. On Monday we had Phyllis Gingold, and her husband, Dr. G. Brainworks, are sponsoring the event. They're our liaison at Lincoln Square Mall that got our foot in the door and providing game time for the whole family. So whether you're single or have six kids or a senior saint, there'll be a variety of different games from about 5:15 to 6 o'clock. And just prior to that, from 4:30 to about 5:15, the Urbana High School Orchestra will be presenting right there at Lincoln Square Mall in the food court. So a lot of pre-event fun activities. So that was Phyllis on Monday. And then on Tuesday, a week ago, Janet Roderick, and she was somebody that heard me announce many months back that we were going to have this celebration, or that I was just trying to think of how to bring the Great News Radio listeners together because it was our 20th year. And she called in and said, I got an idea. Can you use cake and some desserts? And so if you were tuned in on Tuesday, you heard that whole unique story. Well, today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I have another good friend in the studio, and he was very similar to Jan. I think maybe he heard me talking about having cake at our event, and this guy wears many a cap. In fact, not only does he help oversee and is a partner and a part of the Wright Ice Cream Company, he also oversees AlarmX, which serves five or six different big communities throughout our area. But then on the side, he does the Gideons. He's a faithful follower of Jesus. Married to Sue these past almost 22 years, loves God's word, father of Emily, who's 17 years old, and he responded after hearing that we were going to have cake at our event. He said, Mark, do you need ice cream? And so with me in the studio today, all the way from Indiana, thanks for driving in, is Phil Wright of Wright Premium Ice Cream. What do you call it? Hand scooped? Doesn't that even make it more descriptive and tasty?
It's premium ice cream. It's slow churn.
And
made on the farm.
Made on the farm, right next to your home.
Right.
And you're wearing many different hats, and I know your phone has been ringing off the hook since you almost got here, so you have it on, like, I think vibrate or
right.
something. But I have you in the studio for a couple reasons. You have kind of a unique faith journey, how God has redeemed you and drawn you to himself,
right.
and yet you have a real heart for utilizing your business and your skills and your expertise to his glory, and the fact that you're going to be providing ice cream for 1,000 or so people.
And punch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the punch.
Yeah, rice ice.
The famous punch. Rice famous punch.
Rice famous
punch.
Okay, and that's W-R-I-G-H-T, but
right.
it has the R-I-G-H-T taste.
Right.
The right taste by the Wright brothers. Yeah, you are the Wright brothers,
yeah,
you and your brother.
Right.
And so you're going to be providing...
We make ice cream fly.
Yeah, and what did you have? You and your brother were thinking about that tagline, where technology and ice cream come together, because
right.
you do the AlarmX,
right.
so you're helping people with their security needs,
right.
and you help with security and with some of the big
CVS
businesses,
and
Menards and some other businesses in the area,
yeah.
and a lot of homes. And
churches.
And
we
churches. Churches
right.
In fact, I told you, if we ever do get an event center, we want to do some creative
right.
things with the doors. And well, anyway, so you're in the studio. I asked you about a couple of verses, and usually I would lead off with that verse. This is a favorite of mine. I've shared this over the years, I'm sure a dozen plus times, but it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I know you have that memorized.
Right.
Why don't you say that, and then you're going to follow that up with why your wife Susan is unique. So what's special about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Recite it for us, and
okay.
tell us about your dear wife of almost 22 years, Susan.
Well, it's Proverbs 3, 5, 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your paths.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several different parts of that. And some of my time we think that we want to lean, we're leaning on it, but we're maybe leaning on God, but we're not really doing it on our, we're still leaning on our own understanding. We're still doing it on our own power instead of really trusting God. And the second thing a lot of people don't realize about making the path straight, well, what does that mean, make the path straight? In biblical days, the roads were rough, the hills and everything. And if you were carrying a load and you come to a smooth path, that'd be like going from the back roads to 74 or something like that. So that was just basically, not saying they're going to not have troubles, but it eases your journey.
I think that was the very first verse I ever memorized. So Whenever anyone says that resonates with them, it's like I instantly identify and connect.
Right.
It's just a powerful verse. Trust in the Lord. I have the NIV version memorized. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I love that. With all your heart. Not a portion of it. Not sometimes or certain days. All the time, with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding, and you did well. You know, it's not because of my abilities or my understanding or my expertise or my strengths or gift sets.
Right.
We're not to lean on those things, but in all of our ways. Right. Not in some of our ways, again, in all of our ways, acknowledge him.
Right.
And then he assists. He guides. He comes alongside.
He
parts the waters, if you will. And what I appreciate about you, Phil, is that's something that you desire to do with these many businesses you're involved in. In fact, I know you've asked me a number of times, can you send me some more of those God Listens You Can Too stickers, because I'm putting them on all my ice cream cups your gallons and punch containers.
Right.
And you really see your business, your work, your calling to use your expertise or the resources of these companies to further kingdom causes, right?
Right. I didn't have your sticker, I still put 89.3, and I believe that the radio station is a good way to be a track, because you can pass out a track and they read it, but if they can start listening to your radio station every day and hear Luther and Stanley and, you know, all the other great men of God preaching and women, it's going to touch people's souls somehow.
Yeah.
And we pray for them that they would be saved.
Yeah. That's one of the pleasures, if you will, of working with the radio ministry is I love tuning in. It feeds me. It challenges me. It brings conviction or insights, or I'm praying over something. And you could probably testify to this.
Right.
And maybe when we have our big celebration, we'll have some people testify to how God has spoken to them through the airwaves, through a teaching, through a message. And I think you had a circumstance some weeks back where there was like this 18-year-old woman and you were sharing
at the restaurant and I noticed she was young, probably 19, and I asked her, did she go to church anywhere? And it looked like she was maybe in a motherly way, and I don't know if she was married. I don't think she was. But I suggest you go to this church nearby. But I wrote down your radio station and I gave it to her. I didn't have any tracks with me at the time. But I'm just praying that that will touch her lives.
She'll tune in. And that's what we pray through our broadcasts. They're, if you will, very non-threatening, because you can privately listen to them in your car or at home. There's some faith steps that you need to take to walk into a new church, maybe for the first time. And that's ultimately where we want our listeners and anyone tuned in. If you're not plugged into a church, the church is God's bride. That's his first and foremost place where he wants you to grow and be nurtured and under authority. But I hope that this radio ministry is like a supplement or those baby steps that people start learning about a relationship with God, that he loves them, and then they get involved in a church, and we're there when the pastor can't be, in the middle of the night or during the afternoon. And so in our 20th year, and I can't wait to see what God does in the next 20 years, but this celebration that you're a part of, bringing ice cream and punch, and we've been talking about the color of punch. It's like you can do any color you want.
Yeah, we make their standard colors like blue, red, green, yellow, and then we make the custom colors for people's weddings and parties, and we made some eggshell color the other day for somebody, and then we made some champagne color for somebody, and so I made John Deere green, John Deere yellow for somebody. So
we're going to probably go with blue. Is that what we're thinking
about? I think got blue here on your banner, so I think we'll stick with blue there on that.
Yeah, the blue to go with our God Listens You Can Too stickers.
Right.
In fact, I'm still trying to work out having a bunch of yard signs. Right. And those will be blue and white that'll be available. And we were at the mall the other day for a setup because you're thinking we're going to need about three or so tables. So we'll have probably the punch table, then the ice cream scoop table where people will be scooping and putting the ice cream in these nacho trays that I have. It's kind of a unique little tray that'll be a little place where the nacho cheese goes. It'll be a scoop of ice cream and then the cake and a cookie or brownie or dessert. And then we'll have like another table. And so we need scoopers, right?
Right. We need some scoopers.
And
some,
you're thinking
we need some super scoopers.
Yeah, we need some
super scoopers. Yeah.
Some super scoopers, and if you can volunteer on the mid-afternoon evening of April 7th, probably we'll start scooping ice cream, I guess around 5:30-ish. So
probably some punch dippers, too.
Yeah, so if you can do that, you can show up a little early and work at our Great News Radio super scooper table, help cutting cake and scooping ice cream. That would be great. Just call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. In case you just tuned in, I have Phil Wright in the studio with me. Where do you live in Indiana?
Cayuga, Indiana.
Cayuga. People say Cayuga or Cayuga.
On the banks of the Wabash.
Banks of the Wabash. And a similar setting out in the country, in the wooded area near a river, because you and I have connected some similarities in our lives. And you love dogs, and you've connected with Beamer well here already.
Yeah, my dad started the ice cream company in 1939.
Yeah, 1939. In fact, the Wright name has been in this area since the 1800s, right?
Right, Cayuga, Indiana. My great-great-grandfather came there in 1866 after the Civil War. And he did basically what the Bible says. He built his farm first, then the house. And they built the barn in 1866. Built the homestead home in 1874.
And is that where you're currently living, in that same homestead?
Right.
And then one of your buildings or manufacturing plants, I mean, it's not a humongous thing, but it's right there on the property.
Next door. My dad started that in 1939. Real quick, he went to diesel mechanic school and learned about compressors. Well, with ice cream, we had things that had cold. Well, you have to have compressors. And then my dad learned how to do all that. Bought lots of used equipment, made it all work. And so anyway.
And that was 1939 when it got launched?
Yeah, and then my dad went to World War II and came back, and he restarted up again. And we've had celebrities like Dick Van Dyke and come eat ice cream there, buy ice cream. And we've also made Bing Crosby ice cream at one time. We make that famous pumpkin ice cream, if you ever had it, or Arthur or the Covered Bridge Festival. And other flavors, too, black raspberry ripple, vanilla, chocolate, butter pecan. And we fresh roast.
There are people right now at their breakfast table salivating. I know one of our board members, John Jennings, he generally has ice cream almost every single night. He said, why should a night pass without having some ice cream? Now, he needs to have the right ice cream,
That's right.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
In fact, people can learn more at righticecream.com, and that's W-R-I-G-H-T, icecream.com. And your AlarmX, your security business, is there a website in case somebody's saying, you know, I've been thinking, looking into estimates, and I think you're going to even be doing a coupon in our gift box for so much off on ice cream or punch or an alarm system?
Yeah, or security of any type, It's AlarmX USA. With 1am.com, alarmaxusa.com.
A-L-A-R-M-A-X.
USA.
USA.com, and you can get a hold of Phil Wright, and he can give you an estimate or talk about it.
And we're on Facebook, too.
And you also have ice cream, is it at county markets?
At some of the county markets. We've not got the Champaign, Illinois yet. But you need to go to your county market store and say, I'm screaming. They'll say, what? I'm screaming for Wright ice cream. And that's what you, and then they'll say, what? Then you say, just call that Mr. Wright guy.
The Wright guy. Call the Wright guy, and they'll get you set up with the Wright ice cream.
Yeah,
I used to sing that at Jewel. I was a frozen food manager for a while. I scream, you scream, we all scream for Right, ice cream. Okay, I get that. So very good.
So anyway, but
and so that's the county markets, maybe in Danville,
Indiana. We saw the punch there too, and we've just not ventured to get the. I got to get more manpower for the ice cream company to get it into Champaign. And again, right now we have sold in Oakwood, Illinois, and Arthur, Illinois, and
You make that special pumpkin ice cream or something.
They buy a lot of pumpkin, chocolate, and vanilla down there during the festival. You know, during the what do they call it? That the Great Pumpkin Patch thing. Yeah.
Okay, and so that's right. Pumpkin ice cream down there.
And for people to know is that why it's so much better, we use real pumpkin in our pulp in our ice cream. We use roughly six to ten. So six sort of 10 gallon of milk is 6 gallon of pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit more expensive, but it gives it the flavor.
Yeah.
So we don't cut no corners when it comes to that type of thing.
Well, we're excited to have you a part of our event on April 7th. And do we know yet what ice cream? Are we going to go with just a simple, I won't say a simple vanilla because it's very tasty.
Probably be like a French vanilla, probably a vanilla.
Okay.
And probably our, you know, high percent butterfat. It'll be smooth.
Okay.
And
so you're going to have to come out, everyone, and taste the right kind of ice cream.
Right. And the punch.
Yeah.
And don't get too punchy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, what you're doing with the punch, you asked me now, when would you need this? Because you want it to be kind of slushy, kind of frozen.
Right.
You'll take it out of the freezers in the morning. It takes like 8 or 10 hours to kind of thaw out.
Right.
So it's nice and icy and tasty and delicious. So that'll probably begin being served just before 6 p.m. before our big event on April 7th at the Lincoln Square Mall.
Right.
And so one more reason for you to come out. And those 500 gift boxes, we'll have some coupons in there from Wright Ice Cream and AlarmX.
Right.
And I can say to our Great News Radio listeners, there's still time to be eligible to register and get one of those gift boxes. We're right around 600 that have signed up, but that represents, I don't know how many households, 300 or 400. So there's still about a couple hundred gift boxes.
Right.
So if you sign up today online at greatnewsradio.org, you'll be eligible for one of those gift boxes that you have to pick up during the evening's event, because it's going to include a glass bottle of soda from Homer Soda and a number of things where the gift box now, it can't contain all the great things we're going to have in it. And along with the free Lutzer book.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that,
Lutzer here in Lutzer.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be outstanding. In fact, he's bringing his wife down, and we're very excited about that. Phil Shepard texted me, and he had a conversation with Dr. Lutzer the other morning. He said, oh, yeah, I want to bring my wife along. And so it's going to be a great evening. In fact, that reminds me, if you want to write a note of encouragement to Dr. Lutzer or Phil Shepard, please send those into the station. It can be a handwritten note, a note of encouragement. I appreciate your ministry or Running to Win or the Moody Church Hour. Or thank you, Phil, for being on the radio board and serving these 20 plus years. We're going to include those in a gift basket that we'll have in each of their rooms. So be a part of that encouraging gift that we're going to give to both of them. But it's all happening April 7th. But if you're going to send in a note card, a greeting card, send that to the station right away. P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio. P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Now, in our closing few minutes here, we didn't get to talk about Susan, your wife of these 22 years. And I should mention or qualify that you didn't get married till you were 46.
Right.
And so in our closing 4 or 5 minutes, can you do what I would say is like the thumbnail sketch on some of your testimony? Because for 46 years, God hadn't brought the right person, and you didn't come to Christ. Was it 27 years old when you were in church for many years?
26 years. I went to church and every Sunday, but I did not know Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And
26 years.
And then I was invited to a revival at a church. A dear friend passed away now, but June 28th, 1977, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. It was a changing point in my life. I was still single at that time. But I had, like lots of people in the Christian world, I had 2 steps forward, 1 step back, you know, that stair-step thing, you know. And as I grew in Christ, I'm like Paul, I always didn't do what I was supposed to do, you know, at times. But then I grew, and I had another friend of mine, we had a singles ministry for a long time, had a lot of people involved in that, non-denominational, and we give God the glory, you know. And And then through a series of events, I went from that church to Calvary Baptist. And
is that in Danville?
That's in Danville, Illinois. And first message I ever heard there was, who's getting the glory? Mm-hmm. And I never heard that message before. Who's getting the glory? You know, that's key right there. Jesus Christ needs to get the glory.
And at that point, you were establishing these businesses, working really hard, making
right.
some income.
Still single. And so, but I turned it over to Jesus Christ and said, well, Lord, you know, I've had ups and downs in relationships. I said, if you're going to introduce me to somebody, it's going to leave it to you. So I prayed about it. And through a series of events, because of my testimony, I was introduced through my wife's brother from a class reunion. And 6 months later, we met. And
let me jump in here. So you're sharing your testimony. This man's listening to it. He has a sister. He's kind of impressed by your testimony. Gets a hold of a sister and says, you should meet up with this guy.
Right,
is that kind
right.
of how it
was? She was
and at the
Chicago.
Time, she had been praying
yeah.
for 6 or so months about the Lord maybe bringing someone into
right.
her life. You're 47 or 40. You're 46 at the time, and she's like 39 or 40.
Right.
I know she's a few years younger, and she's praying too, Lord, is there somebody for me?
Right.
So then you meet up. Was it love at first sight?
Well,
what was
not,
it?
Not exactly. You know, it was just she was living in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And because in the past situations where, again, you know, I hadn't been following God's principle all the time, so I decided to take this kind of slow. But anyway, the bottom line was, and she invited me to a Christmas thing at her house. Then I think about 2 or 3 years after we met, we got married. And she's a great lady, and she teaches a Bible study, and she's a great mom. You know, I try to be a good spiritual leader right now. I'm listening to Tony Evans, and it's hard today to be a good servant leader, and I'm working on that. But I have a God bless family. I have a lovely daughter named Emily, she's 17. And I just give God all the glory through all this.
Yeah, I think you said Susan also assists with some of
the Larmax coming,
the Larmax, and
she does
some
that.
Of the oversight
yeah.
and some of the book work or some of the
right.
other things
yeah.
and follow-up calls and
right.
assists in a variety of ways. And thank you, God, for how he worked in
right.
bringing you both together in your, I won't say later years, in
right.
your mid-years.
Right.
And I
just think what we want to do is whatever we do, we need to give God the glory, be salt and light. And I just thank you for this time to share. And it's never too late to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Yeah. Amen. And I didn't even get to share that passage out of Matthew. I was going to read
yeah.
it, but I'll just highlight it quickly. It's the passage many are familiar with, where Jesus is speaking, the Sermon on the Mount,
Matthew
on the mountainside.
7:24.
Yeah, Matthew 7:24 through basically about 27. It's the wise and foolish builders. And what I like about that passage is the people that built their house on the rock, on the foundation, on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's one of the things you're trying to do through your two businesses, the Right Ice Cream Company and Alarmax, is how can we use godly principles, biblical principles
right.
to run our businesses
right.
and to bring glory to God and use those resources and talents and gifts to further his kingdom or just to help people that need a good bargain or a deal or a tasty ice cream. And thank you so much, Phil, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends and for helping supply the ice cream and the punch. And I think we're going to even have to bring a cooler or a freezer
right.
or something out.
In, right.
Yeah, we were over at Lincoln Square Mall the other day and looking at, okay, how will we space out these tables? And we're going to need some volunteers. So please, if you can volunteer and scoop some ice cream or cut some cake or be a part of things on April 7th, give us a call. 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And don't forget, please register your intentions on attending at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And if you don't have internet access or an email address, then go ahead and call in. Dial 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, thank you, Phil. You survived
thank
the
you.
Program. Thanks for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening. This is Mark Burns and Phil Wright with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.